Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sara Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sara Main. And today we're going to be talking about being the author of your own story. That's right, folks. You are actually the author of your own story. That's the story of your life. It's what happens, how you relate to what happens. You're the author of it. And let's kick off with writing a new chapter in your life. And there's a great quote here from Elise Marcellus, and it says, "You always have the chance to write a new chapter. You are the author of your own story. You always have the chance to write a new chapter. You are the author of your own story." May sound a little bit unbelievable. Some people say yes and they know it immediately, and other people look at me and say, "What do you mean? I don't believe you." But I've been an executive coach for many years after I was a teacher, and students and clients of mine that I've worked with tell variations of the same story. They feel trapped. They no longer want to live in this story, this narrative. They want to change. So whether it's a relationship in their life that's grown stale, or a profession that they're in, a job that they're in, a position that they're in that no longer inspires them, that doesn't have the challenges, or just that they're locked into habitual thoughts and feelings and behaviours that they now want to be free of, that they know they can do better, live better, feel better, and they want to step free of those things that are holding them back. And it's often habits of thoughts and feelings and behaviours and actions, making the wrong choices. So they feel hemmed in and bound, sometimes by people's expectations, circumstances, and their own habits. And we all get this whole thing of being bound by people's expectations and stepping free of that. It's easy in some situations and it's not so easy in others. They seem to want to unlock the prison door and, you know, like breathe the fresh air of freedom. So some of these people have already tried to gain that freedom, but they often find themselves reverting back, snapping back to old habitual ways. And maybe they leave one relationship only to find themselves hooking up with someone that's an exact copy of the person they left behind, a carbon copy partner. And they think, how am I doing this? How am I repeating these same cycles? It's like a script on repeat, you know, a dramatic script on repeat, just the same show on the stage. How do we write a new script? How do we write a new chapter? Or they may leave a job and then find the management at their new office treats them in exactly the same way as before. Well, there's a very simple reason for this. Wherever you go, whomever you are with, whatever circumstance you find yourself in, there's one common feature that you can't leave behind, and that's you. Wherever you go, you arrive at exactly the same time as you get there. In other words, you take yourself with you. So the ancient wisdom in the Upanishads tell us that the senses lag, but self runs ahead. Great quote. The senses lag, but self runs ahead. So no matter how fast you run or how hard you work, you're always there. You're always there to meet yourself when you arrive. If you get on an aeroplane and you want to drive and you want to fly to the other side of the world, when that plane door opens, when that plane lands and the door opens and you walk out of that plane, you're there. You have arrived. You always take yourself with you. So that's an important point to get. And we don't always stop and think of that. That's not always in our conscious awareness. Look, it can be subtle. It can be unseen and often unconscious. We create the circumstances of a life, of our life, anew each time. We literally think ourselves, speak ourselves, and act ourselves into existence each time. But are we doing it consciously or unconsciously? If it's unconscious, we're reading off the same script. We're reading off the same page, just repeating the same things, and then we'll get the same experiences, the same circumstances. But if we want to write a new chapter, we need to do something new. So this may all sound a bit gloomy because, you know, we carry the seeds, we can change jobs, but somehow people may not show us the recognition that we or respect that we feel we deserve. And we can carry the seeds of that resentment with us into a new job. And then we're kind of looking out for the same reactions and behaviours from our co-workers. And we may generate that in others in our very attitude that we're trying to escape. So, it's a bit of a gloomy picture. And it may sound like it contradicts what Elise Mousselas said in her at the head of her blog. You always have the chance to write a new chapter. You're the author of your own story. So if we carry our prison with us wherever we go, how can we step free? It's a good question. And the answer is simple, but it's not always that easy. To step free of the limitations, to attain freedom, to write a new chapter and become the author of your story, we have to start looking within ourselves. We have to turn within and look within. But we have to look within in an open, loving, excited way so that we're not condemning ourselves to further bondage. We need to look honestly into our own heart and mind and begin to make those changes that will mean that wherever we go, we carry our freedom with us rather than our prison. So just get that image. If we carry and we take ourselves with us wherever we go, then we need to take our freedom with us rather than our prison of habits and negative thoughts, negative self-talk. So we need a strong positive mindset. We need that awareness that we're taking ourselves with us. So we want to take our freedom with us. Here's a story. I really like this story. There were two students and they asked their teacher two questions to explain the nature of suffering. These are spiritual students going to their spiritual teacher to explain the nature of suffering and how to respond to suffering in one's life. And by the nature of suffering, it means what's it made of, what's it constituted of, how does it function, what are its laws if it has any, how does it work? Can you edit that out? Yep, sorry, I just got distracted by a window that popped up. Okay, ready, starting again? How to respond, you know, the nature of suffering is what's it's made of, how it's constituted, how does it function, all those sorts of things. And then how to respond to suffering in one's life. What do we do? Do we react? Or do we stay conscious? We may experience suffering, we may witness it, we may feel it. But then what do we do about that? Do we just react and be the victim of it? Or can we make conscious choices in that moment and thereby make a change to how we respond to it? So the teacher thought for a while, back to the story, the teacher thought for a while and then said, I think you should put this question to a wise man in the village. So the students thought they understood the advice because this wise man was well known to have suffered cruelly throughout his long life. So they ask the wise man, the village wise man, the nature of suffering and how to bear it. And he also thought for a moment, and then he smiled brightly and said, "I'm very sorry, but I can't answer this question. I've never experienced suffering." The story tells us that this wise man, despite his apparent suffering, was unaffected because wherever he went, he carried with him a self that was free and unburdened. How about that? That wherever he went, he carried with him himself, a self that was free and unburdened, no matter what happened. So let's accept that at least, some work we do on ourselves, on our attitude to life, and on how we meet life's challenges will help us navigate our circumstances, our situation, and ultimately begin to be the author of our own story. So I've got 7 tips for you. So here are 7 tips that can start you on the way to freedom. Remember, you want to take your freedom with you rather than your prison house of limiting habits. And we all have them, gosh. So if we want to make a change, we really need to step up to this. And this is the way to be the author of your own story and write a new chapter. So one is learning the lesson. So whatever happens in your life, both good and bad, ask yourself the question, what can I learn from this? What lesson has this event sent to teach me? Learning the lesson. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this and what lesson was this event sent to teach me? And I've, trust me personally, I have used this all the time, particularly in the tough situations, and there's always gold there. It really, really does shine the light and lead to greater freedom, frankly. So one, learning the lesson. 2, act on the lesson. So whatever answer appears to that question, it may not be immediately, it may be a few moments later, an hour later, a day later, you just suddenly go, oh, I see. But act on the lesson. Perhaps you were stuck in traffic and missed an appointment and the lesson was to cultivate patience. Look, I'm just putting a simple example there. So put some effort into cultivating patience, for example. So whatever the answer is to that question, act on it. 3 is gratitude. So 1, learning the lesson. 2, act on the lesson. 3, gratitude. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. So this is not an unusual thing. So no matter what happens in your life, be grateful for it. So we're up to 3. We're going to take a break, and after the break, we'll come back with 4 through 7. We'll see you soon.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul. Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about being the author of your own life, of your own story, and writing a new chapter in your life. And here are the 7 tips that are the way to start on your path to freedom, because you want to take your freedom with you rather than take your prison house of habits with you. And wherever we go, we take ourselves with us. So we need to look within and find that freedom and clear out the things that are limiting us. So one's learning the lesson, asking whatever happens in life, both good and bad, ask the question, what can I learn from this? What lesson has this sent to teach me? And 2, act on the lesson. Whatever answer appears, act on that lesson. 3 is gratitude, so important. Whatever happens in life, say it aloud, silently in your mind, thank you. Even if it seems a bit crazy, say the words anyway, then find out what you should be grateful for afterwards and, you know, be surprised. But Hey, the gratitude opens yourself up, and it gets you past any habits that would have you turn away and turn to being negative. Gratitude is so powerful. Number four is give what you lack. And this sounds impossible. How can you give something you don't have? Well, here's an example. Take a situation where you might have been disrespected or overlooked at work. It's not uncommon. We've all experienced it, me included. And ask yourself, what are you missing out on? Perhaps it's love or friendship or respect. Maybe that's what's actually behind that feeling of being disrespected and overlooked, that you're lacking love, friendship or respect. And just start consciously giving that regardless. Give respect. Not so that you get it back, just give respect. Offer love, friendship, whatever it is. And you'll be amazed that once you start giving that which you feel you lack, you suddenly realize your cup is full. It starts filling up with exactly what you feel you lack. You can't be on the lookout for that. It just kind of happens. So get your attention on giving first. So give what you lack. Number five is resolution. Formulate a clear, purposeful resolution to overcome some of your limitations. And that may mean journaling, writing some sort of statement or affirmation, putting it up on the mirror in the bathroom or somewhere where you'll see it to remind yourself, and strengthen that resolve within yourself. You can do that, and it does need strengthening. It's a very powerful way of getting control of your life. And the sixth one is to help others. So without going on a mission to save the world, just be open to helping others with whatever it is, right in the moment. So it could be a kind word, some encouragement, being there to listen to someone, just being present, showing up. That is all helping others. It's a form of service, and it's so important because that takes the attention off your limited self, as it were, and it opens you up to a far greater world. And the seventh one is don't stop, persevere. No matter what, you have to keep going, and you've got to find ways of strengthening your resolve to keep going. Mark Twain said, habits are habits and are not to be flung out the window, but have to be coaxed downstairs one step at a time. I love that quote. Habits are habits and are not to be flung out the window, but have to be coaxed down the stairs one step at a time. So, you know, you're meeting some really ingrained habits, and that just takes persistence and perseverance and understanding and kindness to yourself. Understand that every step you make, every action you take is one step further, and you don't have to take that step again. So now that's the seven. I'll just read them through. So remember, learning the lesson, act on the lesson, gratitude, give what you lack, resolution, help others, and persevere. And here's two bonus tips because you've hung out this long with me. And the first bonus tip is gratitude for yourself. Turn your attention to yourself. Connect with the highest and best part of yourself and consciously express in clear, simple words your gratitude for all the many gifts that you've been blessed with. So be grateful for yourself and say thank you. Start with your life itself as you take your next breath. The air that is freely provided, be grateful for that. The earth supports your next footstep. And, you know, assuming you've got a reasonable level of health and vigor and mental faculties, put these in your list of things to be grateful for. So don't take all of these things for granted in your life. Don't take you and all the things in your life for granted. Be grateful. And that's a hugely powerful bonus tip, gratitude for yourself. And the other bonus tip is gratitude for the challenges. People talk about this and it's not so easy, but gratitude for the challenges. Think of your maybe habits that aren't so good, any inner weaknesses, shortcomings, and express gratitude for them. That sounds odd. After all, these are the things we want to get clear of, we want to get rid of. But to be less angry, less jealous, less fearful, less selfish, that's the point. But how can we be grateful for these? Well, these limitations, these shortcomings, give us something to work against, right? And you think if you want to get muscles and you're in the gym, you need resistance training, you need to lift weights, you need to do something that's harder, that's beyond what you think you're capable of. That's how you get stronger and build up. Well, this is exactly the same. So you can be grateful for these challenges because this is how you're building up your inner muscles, by working against your inclination to just go with the limiting habit. You're actually working to be free, and you'll get inwardly stronger. So you can be grateful for that. My teacher used to call it the battle between yes and no, and he said it was crucial to real emotional, mental, and spiritual growth and evolution. This battle between yes and no, and it is crucial to real emotional, mental, and spiritual growth and evolution. So be grateful. Be grateful for the many gifts and talents that you've been blessed with, and also be grateful for the aspects of your personality that give you something to work against. Think of the weights you're lifting in the gym, or the resistance that you're practicing. So that's tons to be getting on with, and trust me, that will really see you well underway to picking up that pen and writing a new chapter for your life. It will open up new energy, bring new energy in, lift your vibration, and that's so important. And one really important thing is to remember that you have the chance to write a new chapter. No matter how things appear, you are the author of your own story. Even if you write up one statement and put it on the bathroom mirror to remind you, keep your vision open, work on that 7 steps. And if you want to know more about Damayanti and what I do at Damayanti and what's on offer at Damayanti, go to my website, damayanti.store. And you'll notice that there's a whole collection of jewelry, and they're etched with sacred, beautiful Sanskrit. And the purpose of this is that you can have powerful, energetic reminders to bring you back to the memory of your inner strength, your resilience, and your patience. All the qualities that you have within yourself, they're beautiful things to wear and have with you as reminders, because this is part of these 7 steps that I gave you, 7 tips and the bonus 2, really 9, to walk in freedom, to take freedom with you wherever you go, that inner freedom. Because when you take yourself with you, you want to take a free self rather than a bound self wherever you go. So check out damayanti.store and see if there's a piece of jewelry that speaks to you, because these are things that have real meaning. There's one that says Prema, love, and I love wearing that because it reminds me to be connected to universal love rather than get caught up and contracted and angry or irritated about something. I just need to remember Prema, these powerful Sanskrit mantras, and now they're in a wearable form. So go to my website, damayanti.store. And I'm also on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, and also YouTube. And get in touch, drop me a line. Tell me what you'd like me to talk about in one of these shows. Ask me a question. I'd love to hear from you. So go to Facebook or Instagram, drop me a message, and YouTube. And I usually end the shows with some Sanskrit. And I thought I would read to you, this is the discipline for speech. This is an example of inner strength, working at inner strength. And it's from the Bhagavad Gita, and it's one little phrase. And it says, speech that hurts no one, that is true, is pleasant to listen to and beneficial, and accords with the words of the wise. This is the discipline for speech. So this is uplifting true speech. And this is an inner discipline. This is a way to freedom, even just working on your speech at this level. And the Sanskrit says, Anudve gakaram vakyam satyam priyahi tam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. Anudve gakaram vakyam satyam priyahi tam chayat Swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. Speech that hurts no one, that is true, is pleasant to listen to and beneficial and accords with the words of the wise. This is the discipline for speech. So this is an example of raising the bar within yourself to inner freedom. And discipline is a way to inner freedom. So good luck with it. You always have the chance to write a new chapter. You are the author of your own story. So in my next show, I'm going to be telling my own story about how I wrote a new chapter in my life and how I went from teacher to executive coach to Damayanti and how I wrote this new chapter. So I hope you enjoy my next show. And I'll look forward to seeing you there, and good luck with all the efforts you're going to make to step forward in your own freedom and write your own chapter, your own new chapter, because you are a limitless, infinite being. The wisdom traditions tell us this. That's why in the Sanskrit that I read to you, speech that accords with the words of the wise, and the words of the wise say that we are limitless, infinite beings in our soul. There is a divine spark there that is all powerful, ever present. And so that is the self we want to take with us so that we can step free and write a new chapter in our life. So good luck, and I'll see you again.
Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewellery, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.